things the hard way, and they learn they can cope with life better.
What did he do?
My grandfather. Well, like I said, one was a father, one was a farmer, and the other, I don't know exactly what he did. I think he did some type of warehouse work. I'm not sure, but you know, they weren't very rich people at all. But
they
from
New Orleans?
On my father's side, they weren't from New Orleans, but on my mother's side, they were from New Orleans. Right. Now, my great grandparents, I never known them. You know, I never known them. But time's up, and I'm tired. I have to go.
Yeah, what are you gonna do now?
Right now, if you can, I'd like for you to drop me off where you drop me off on Broad. I'll show you where you get those donuts. And I'm going to change and take a bath, and I'm going to see my girl.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to lay up with her. She cooked a meal for me. When her mother cooked, and she saved me a plate. She made sure she got a decent plate of food for me. She takes care of me.
What do you eat for
a fork.
And what else?
Knife. But that's what you eat it with. But I don't. I eat it with my hands. I enjoy eating my food with my hands. I like to feel it that way. You know, I the forks and the spoons, the properness of eating. You know, I'm away from all that. You know, I eat, and when I eat, I like to enjoy myself. And I don't care who's looking at me. They have no business looking at the way I'm eating. You know, I don't care where I'm at. I can be in the fanciest restaurant. If I got something and I see, you know, I could use a fork and a knife. I know how to eat like that. Don't get me wrong. I know how to eat that like that. But I enjoy just eating. You know, eating. I'm not going to pick up the beans and everything with my hands. I'm going to use a fork, yeah. But for the meats and things I want to just grab and I want to eat, I eat it. You see, I get satisfaction of picking that meat up and taking a nice bite of that meat. I don't get the satisfaction of taking a knife and cutting it. Picking up and this.
You eat pretty
regularly, Joe? I don't eat like I like to eat. I could be very big now, you know, if I wanted. Weight with me is no problem. I can gain or lose weight. Right now, because I'm not eating very good, I'm only weighing something like 170. Right, I only weigh something like 170 pounds. But if I were eating good, I'd be heavier right now. And you could tell the difference, yeah. I was very heavy at one time. I was very big at one time, yeah. I trimmed down and I never was fat, you know, but I was stout, very stout, very heavy boned, you know.
Fat.
Yeah, very heavy boned. They call it heavy boned. Black people call it heavy boned.
Yeah.
And stout. Yeah, stout means you're husky like, you know.
You mean overweight?
No, it doesn't mean overweight. It just means that you are.
You weren't overweight.
I was just well put together, and
you
I had a lot of like fine, you know, like you might say, oh, that chick is fine, but she got some meat on her legs. But I had some meat on me, in other words, I had some meat, and I was stout, you know,
Why'd you lose it?
I lost it because of the years of being away from my mother, living on my own, working, and the life that I'm living now, and I haven't found nobody to do like my mother. My mother's not my wife, and she's not my lover. She's my mother. And, I'm away from her now. I'm away from this woman who had me, you know, who had me who had me stout, who had me solid. I'm away from this woman, and thus I have lost a lot of weight, you know, and I'm continuing off and on losing weight. But maybe one day I'll find the person who can put this weight back on me, they say. Sorry I couldn't give you that. I'm on my damn case. You know, I'm on my damn weekend, man. Shit. You know, I can't do nothing. I can't talk to you right now. You know, that's why I want to go. See, I got to go right now. And I have to 6 o'clock to be where I want to be, see?
Yeah.
I'm going home, get ready, and catch the bus, man.